This is Senator Al Simpson. The first step to better our education system is to improve the way we test our students. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you always hype and rattle the chandeliers about the need to do more for education, but the real truth is that the federal government only chips in with 8% of all of the cost of primary and secondary learning. There is one role the feds can play in education, and that's in the area of testing. How can we improve what we teach if we don't have first a clear idea where a student is strong or weak? Testing also gives the chance to gather vital information from all different states and regions, giving our teachers a better sense of what methods work and which ones fail. Ted, this good common sense approach for testing is always fought by Democrats on every front. Unions gotcha? You always try to test me, Ted. This one is for you. Don't fail it and don't get testy.
Al, we need objective measures of student performance, but it's far from clear that what's called for are national tests of the sort recommended by President Bush in his education proposals. As you point out, Al, education in the United States is primarily a state and local responsibility, and properly so. Our schools have problems, but one of their greatest strengths is their diversity. Individual schools have different needs and different ways of seeking the goal we all share of educational excellence. What works in Massachusetts may not be best for Wyoming. Congress and the administration have always been reluctant to step in with heavy-handed, one-size-fits-all policies that mandate conformity. Yet that's exactly what the Bush administration is proposing. National exams in 5 different subjects for every student in 4th, 8th, and 12th grade. That's a heavy dose of Uncle Sam in the classroom, Al. A conservative like you should want to go slow. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.